Welcome once again to the Word on the Hills with your hosts Gwyn Sheltimer and Felicity Sidnell-Reed. Each week at this time, we visit with one of this region's many talented writers. You'll get to know a little about the writers and their writing lives. You'll learn what they write and why they write it, and you'll hear them read their work. Today we're delighted to have as our guest Donna Wootton. Donna is a retired teacher who lives in Port Hope. She's written a biography of her father, Moon Remembered, the life of lacrosse goalie Lloyd Moon Wootton, who was a charter inductee to the Canadian Lacrosse Hall of Fame, and as well she's written several novels. Her most recent publications have been in the Spirit of the Hills anthology Hill Spirits, Blue Denim Press 2012, and Grandmother and Me, Hidden Brook Press. What inspired you to write about your father, Donna?
Well, my father was a charter inductee into the Canadian Lacrosse Hall of Fame because he won the Man Cup, the coveted Man Cup, which is lacrosse's equivalent to the Stanley Cup in hockey. And he won that 5 years in a row. It was a record. And that was in the early 1950s. And he had a reputation as being the world's best goalie at that time. He was also a great storyteller, so he had lots of stories to tell.
Sounds as though you would have to do quite a bit of researching about his life. How long did the book take to write?
Well, I did do a lot of research, and I actually started when he was alive. He died in 1989, but when he was alive, I taped him. I taped him telling his stories because, you know, as storytelling can get exaggerated, and he was always very flowery, and so I thought I would like to have the record straight. So he did set the record straight. He also had a very interesting voice because he was hit when he was quite young in the throat. And in the book, I talk a bit about that and how that affected his voice. So to listen to him, he had a very distinct voice. So it started in the 1980s, and I wrote a short story, and he was very thrilled with that. Then when I retired, I took that up, and I listened to it, and then I started seriously doing a lot of research. I went to the Memorial Arena in Peterborough, where they have a Sports Hall of Fame and lots of records there. I went to Own Sound, where he was born and raised, and they have a Carnegie Library there, and there was much on microfiche from those early days, so I did a lot of research there. And then I went around the province interviewing those who were still alive, his old buddies that he Great. Had played with.
So tell us one thing that you were surprised to find out about your father.
Well, my father was a very competitive person, and we always knew this. But I guess I realized when I was writing the book just how competitive he was. He was really out to win. And he did manage to encourage many of his players to get behind him, and he was very goal-oriented that way. And as I said, we knew he was very competitive. He was competitive when he played golf as well. He was competitive in every single thing that he ever took up, whether it was a card game or a board game, or as he was as a goalie in the pipes. So I think it was really quite an eye-opener just how single-minded he was.
Well, just before we ask you to read from Moon Remembered, I'll ask you one last question. Was it easy to find a publisher for your book?
Well, actually, this particular book was not that hard because finally I came across, in Own Sound, there's a wonderful Ginger Press book store, and the owner of that bookstore, she does many different things, and that includes publishing stories about local heroes and by local writers. So she did take on the project of this book.
That's great. Would you like to read for us now? Are you going to read from that biography, right?
I am going to read from Moon Remembered. When I was a child, I used to visit my relatives during the summers. I remember once going to the grave site with them where their maternal grandfather, Nell's father, our Grandpa Horny, was buried. There's an old photo of me standing beside him on the front porch of his home in Goderich. I barely reach his knees. Of course, it's a black and white photo, although varying shades of gray best describe the hues. His white hair and my full head of blonde curls fasten the eyes of the beholder to our contrasting faces, one old, the other young. I soon learnt that visiting grave sites was a Sunday ritual left over from their childhood. Yet, in all the times we returned to Onsound, my family never visited our father's parents' graves. It wasn't until I made a special trip to do some research in the spring of 2007 that Dad's cousin Doris took me to the cemetery where they're buried. When we got out of the van and started wandering around, her husband Earl said, "If your dad was here, he'd be able to locate them. He'd remember exactly where to go. He had a great sense of direction." Spatial intelligence, I said, harking back to my special education training. Well, maybe Moon couldn't visit his parents' graves for the same reason his daughters couldn't bring themselves to listen to his taped voice. Too emotionally charged, too many memories, too much longing.
That was interesting, Donna. How about reading us a second bit?
Well, I can read to you something I took from the Peterborough Examiner in 1951. Moon Wooten has been a lacrosse goaler ever since he took up the game back in 1941. He was only 14 years old at the time. One day while caddying at the Onsound Golf Club, a member asked him if he would like to see a midget lacrosse game. Moon said, sure. So along he went with the member to see his first gutted stick battle. When they arrived at the field, lo and behold, there was only one goalie on the job. Someone asked the husky caddy if he would like to act as a substitute. Again, Moon said, sure, he'd try anything once. That was how the Onsound boy got started in the game of lacrosse. It was almost my first and last game, too, explained Moon. Not only was my mother watching this midget contest, but I broke my nose halfway through the fourth quarter. It took some tall talking on my part to persuade my mother to let me continue playing the sport. Mrs. Wooten's youngest son graduated to the juvenile ranks in 1943 and helped his team win the Ontario Championship. From then on, there was no holding the big boy. By the time 1946 rolled around, he was a full-fledged goaler for the Onsound Crescents.
Thank you.